This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast. Today we have a guest from Edinburgh Leisure, June Peebles, no less. You are the chief executive of Edinburgh Leisure. June, is it good to be back?
It certainly is, Phyllis, in terms of, I have to say, I did have a huge sigh of relief and delight at getting the venues and services back open again.
And is everything back to the same as it was before, or is it maybe slightly different?
I would say it's quite different. We've got the venues open in terms of indoor activities, but at the moment it's very much individual activities, so swimming, gym, in terms of with physical distancing, you know, badminton's allowed, etc. But from Monday, in terms of group activities, we'll be starting. So all the fitness classes, adult coaching, adult outdoor contact sports will be restarting. So, you know, Monday's quite the next big milestone for us.
Monday, the 17th of May. And yep. That means that Edinburgh Leisure is all guns blazing again. So what have you got to offer?
Indeed. Basically everything, I would say, apart from in terms of we can't operate soft play yet. So in terms of we're hoping, subject to the restrictions continuing to be eased, that soft play will reopen on the 7th of June, and adult indoor contact sports cannot resume again until we get into level zero. So again, hoping the 28th of June. But everything else, in terms of all our other activities, in terms of swimming, our coaching, fitness classes, are available, and delighted to welcome back our customers. There's certainly changes in our operating arrangements. We've had to follow the guidance that the Scottish Government have produced, Sport Scotland, and all the also the national governing bodies of sport, in terms of guidance very much to keep customers safe, but also in terms of the employees. So I would say the Edinburgh Leisure experience is slightly different, but what hasn't changed in terms of is the welcome and that we give to our customers. And yeah, we just want to see customers back in our venues, being active.
Exactly. I remember coming down to Leith Victoria in the middle of lockdown, when you were opening again, and of course you did open for a short period, and yeah, there was lots of marking on the floor in the reception where people had to stand and things like that. And of course people coming to swimming pools and things couldn't necessarily bring changes of clothes and go for showers. So is that all now going to be back as it was before?
No, still in terms of restrictions there. So in terms of the physical distancing still in place, customers have to, you know, to book their session, the changing rooms. I mean, it's very much, you know, you're in and out as quickly as possible. So people can shower, but it's very much a rinse as opposed to, you know, washing of hair, drying of hair. We're not allowed to use hair dryers. So it's still restricted that way. So again, hopefully, the First Minister this week said in terms of in the coming weeks, they would be looking at the physical distancing. So again, hopefully, there will be some easing around these restrictions going forward.
And tell me, what have Edinburgh Leisure been doing during the lockdown? Have you managed to undertake any works at any of your venues to upgrade them, or is that ongoing, or what are you up to?
So initially, in terms of, you know, there was one in terms of the majority of our staff were on furlough. And for a long time, there was only about 30 of us working in terms of, because there was all the uncertainty in terms of what was happening with furlough and, you know, indeed, what did the future look like? Again, when we're allowed to resume sort of construction work, then what have we done? Our priority was maintaining the venues whilst they were closed. You know, in some ways it sounds crazy, but still with venues being closed, there's a lot going on just to ensure in terms of there's no major issues with especially with the mechanical and electrical plant, and also doing health and safety issues like Legionella testing. So everything was geared up to, we wanted to be in a position to reopen our venues as quickly as possible as we could when we got the word. But we did do work around introducing easy access arrangements. So that's more, it's self-service, it's kiosks, it's the gates that allow customers simply to swipe themselves in. So we introduced easy access arrangements at initially at the Commonwealth Pool. So they were in place when we reopened in September. And in the second lockdown, it was easy access at Ainslie Park and Gracemount Leisure Centre. We also brought forward some maintenance work that we were planning to do. So in terms of replacing lights, so into more energy efficiency options. So where possible, work that we'd planned to do, where we could, we brought it forward. So it meant there was less disruption, to customers when they were returning to our venues. So it's certainly been a busy time.
You haven't been sitting on your hands. And of course, you've got refurbishment works underway, though. That's Warrender Swim Centre, which is kind of that's a major job, though, isn't it? It's going to be
It
closed for a wee while.
Yep. In terms of when lockdown hit everyone the first time round, we were actually just finishing the life cycle project at Leith Victoria. So that was whilst it reopened in September, there was still some snagging to be done. And then, as you say, we closed Warrender just after Christmas for life cycle project. So that will be, we're hoping to reopen Warrender late summer, autumn. Again, COVID continues to have an impact on working arrangement, construction business, but also Brexit in terms of the supply chain. So already there's shortages of some materials, apparently, because of Brexit.
Oh dear.
And we also have Meadowbank going on as well, which is very, that's council project building the
Of
new
course.
Meadowbank. Yes.
Keep forgetting about it, and then I drive down there or I cycle past, and I think, gosh, I must remember to write something about that. That's
Oh.
quite that's a major project. Are you guys moving into that office later this year then, do you think?
We are, yeah, that's the plan. We've
Oh.
actually moved out of our main office. The lease
Ah.
was coming to an end. We had
Ah.
extended the lease, but we had facilitated everyone working from home. Obviously, over the past 12 months, in terms of a lot of the majority of our employees were furloughed, therefore, again, our office being well used. So, as opposed to continuing to pay rent, we, well, how can we do it differently? And even, we've got the venues open, those staff that need to work from an office, we've accommodated at Craig Locker and some hot desking at Rathall. So, yes, the
Excellent.
plan is we will move into Meadowbank and it's looking fantastic. I was lucky enough to get a visit to the site last week and had a good walk around. And yes, it's very exciting.
It is, it is. It's yeah, it's got a lovely bright, very visible sign on the roadside there, and it as you say, it's looking very good. But I had kind of forgotten about it during lockdown that work was going on. So lots which has been done, lots to do. And tell me, June, how did you yourself manage to keep fit during lockdown?
I really got into my online classes. So I was fortunate. I'll enjoy my Pilates, and I was probably doing Pilates about 4 days a week and other online classes the other days. I do have my bicycle. I live down in Port, so I could be regularly found walking up and down the promenade to my bike. But it was, I mean, I love moving at times, but it did really help to, I suppose, my mental health as well as my physical health during lockdown.
Yeah, and I do think there are many more people out there walking about and going out for a walk rather than just sitting on the sofa at home. So maybe you're about to get some much fitter people back into your gyms and fitness centres. Who knows? But your instructors are all waiting to to meet them. And of course, one of the best ways that people can actually interact with Edinburgh Leisure is by downloading your app, which is on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. That's an easy way of booking things, isn't it?
The app's visibility of, you know, what's available, what's busy time, less busy time. So, yeah, it's a change for customers for sure and for our staff, but hopefully a welcome one.
That's really good. June, thank you very much indeed with speaking with us this afternoon.
My pleasure. And hopefully we'll see you in one of the venues soon, Phyllis.
Well, I would think so. I think I'm possibly coming to the Commonwealth Pool on Monday. We'll wait and see. Maybe not as a customer, but maybe just to have a look and see what's actually happening. But June Peebles, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Edinburgh Report. Listen out for more episodes coming soon, and make sure you don't miss any by hitting the subscribe button now. This is one of the platforms where we can help advertise your business to our listeners. Would you like to know more about that? Then email editor@theedinburghreporter.co.uk. And remember, you can subscribe to have our monthly newspaper delivered to you direct. Sign up today on our website, www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.